From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It's on to Nevada and its weekend caucuses for the Republican presidential hopefuls, but Mitt Romney now has to overcome negative perceptions after a gaffe on CNN that both Republicans and Democrats are seizing on.
I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs a repair, I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing just fine. I'm concerned about the very heart of America, the 90-95% of Americans who right now are struggling.
Democrats attacked Romney as not understanding the plight of the poor, and some Republicans worry he isn't prepared to take on President Obama if his message isn't clear. As for Newt Gingrich, he pounced on Romney's comment here in Reno, Nevada.
I am running to be the president of all the American people, and I am concerned about all of the American people.
Gingrich predicts he will be the standard bearer of the Republican Party at its August convention in Tampa. Attorneys representing a Guantanamo detainee accused of masterminding the USS Cole attack in 2000 want to question the Yemeni president. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, they have asked a military judge to subpoena him.
Abd al-Rahim al-Nashri's trial is the first death penalty case before the new reformed military commissions at Guantanamo. His lawyers want to talk to Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh while he's in New York for medical treatment. The chief prosecutor at Guantanamo, Brigadier General Mark Martins, told NPR that his team is looking at the defense team's motion.
We are examining it and determining, you know, how appropriately we should weigh in on the matter with the court, given that it is a head of state visiting the country.
Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke testifies about the economy before the House Budget Committee today. He's already said he doesn't expect interest rates to rise until at least 2014, as there's little inflation threat and the economy needs all the stimulus it can get. And today, the Labor Department releases weekly jobless claims plus productivity figures for the fourth quarter of last year coming out today. Attorney General Eric Holder is on Capitol Hill today for another round of questioning over a flawed gun trafficking operation. Republicans have threatened to hold him in contempt if he doesn't turn over more emails related to the so-called Fast and Furious operation. The Justice Department has been resisting that. Spring may be around the corner rather than far away. It's Groundhog Day, and if Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania doesn't see its shadow, spring is on the way. Here's the forecast.
The official forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies. It looks like most of the rain should be east of the area, but it looks like we're going to have a hard time clearing it out.
Cloudy skies, no shadows. That's meteorologist Dan Peterson of the National Weather Service. European stock prices are flat today as traders continue nervous about Greece's possibility of default and from some lackluster profit reports. This is NPR News. Unions and employers in Greece resume more talks on cost-cutting reforms today as Greece tries to avoid default. The European Union and International Monetary Fund are both pressing Greece to slash costs in the private sector as well as in government employment. Without agreements on a host of issues, Greece could fail to get another round of bailout money. Washington is on track to become the seventh state to legalize same-sex marriage. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports the state senate in Washington has passed a gay marriage bill on a vote of 28 to 21.
The debate in the Washington State Senate was impassioned but civil. Openly gay Democrat Ed Murray of Seattle set the tone when he defended those who opposed the bill.
They are not, nor should they be, accused of bigotry. Those of us who support this legislation are not, and we should not be accused of undermining family life or religious freedom.
The bill passed with the support of four Republicans. The Washington State House is expected to approve the measure as soon as next week. Democratic Governor Chris Gregoire has said she'll sign it into law, but opponents have vowed to put a repeal measure on the fall ballot. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.
Colorado is exploring the toughest regulations in the country on trans fats in school food. A state house committee is expected to hear a bill today that would ban the fats which are known to promote artery disease. Several states already limit use of trans fats in school cafeterias, but they don't ban them outright. Research shows that many, if not most people in the U.S., including those relatively young, have some level of artery disease. This is NPR News.